following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Judah, say hi. What's up, Refuge family? This is Pastor David here with today's Refuge Daily. I decided to do something different today. I am with my oldest son, Mr. Judah Boy. A close-up for Judah Boy. Woo! Yeah, you're cute. My other son, Aaron, is being put down for his nap time with Mama. We are in our house. We are in... This is Judah and Aaron's little play area. But I just wanted to do something different today, and for this week, I should say. And I just wanted to introduce you to the boy that made me a daddy. And so this is Judah Boy. Judah, you say hey?
Hi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to show them something? What do you want to show them? Okay. He's bringing something back right now. He always gets super excited when he gets to show off some of his toys. Okay, come over here. Let's show them. What do we got? Oh, you got your cards?
Yeah.
Is that so cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, take one out and show everybody. Look at the concentration. Do you need help?
Yeah.
No, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know if you need help, buddy. Oh my gosh. That is so cool, dude. Good job. Hey, do you want to show people your sweet ink?
Yeah.
Do you have a tattoo? Where? Oh. Wow. That's edgy. You know what, guys? I was thinking, as I see this boy, and as that boy continues to grow up, 2 years old now, and as my son Aaron, who literally turned 6 months, which is like, what the heck is that about? That's pretty crazy. You know, the thought of, so I'm the high school pastor here at Refuge, and the thought of, man, what are these kids, these current high schoolers that I'm getting to lead and encourage and pastor, what do they need to know the most? And I mean, I think regardless of age or the generation you come from, the need is the same. People need to know Jesus. People need to know that there's a God in heaven that gave absolutely everything for them, to know them, to open up a possibility of a relationship. And so as I look at my boys and I'm like, what do these kids need more than anything? And to be honest, Galatians 5 comes to mind when Paul is writing to the church in Galatia, the churches in Galatia. And he's talking about this idea of walking in the spirit and those who walk in the flesh. And just the thought, whoa buddy. Just the thought of how much I am wanting and desiring for these boys to see their dad and their mom and their peers, people at church, who are really about the gospel. You know, what my kids need and what these high schoolers need, and again, the need's the same, but they need to see people who are really about it. They need to see people who say they believe in Jesus and follow Jesus. They need to see those people actually following Jesus. They need to see people who are actually dying to themselves, actually repenting of sin, actually saying no to things they know they should not be doing. You know, we don't need another Pharisee. We don't need another, you know, cultural, trendy Christian. Oh, this is real life, people. Hold on. There you go, bud. But just, again, just the need for my boys to grow up in an atmosphere where he is surrounded by people who are, don't just profess to be believers or profess to know Jesus, but people who actually know and love Jesus. In fact, I believe it was John the Apostle in his First John. He says, you know, don't deceive yourselves. And I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, you found balls? That's awesome, dude. He said, don't deceive yourself. If you say that you have fellowship with the living God and yet you walk in darkness, or yet you don't love your brother, right? Then you're deceiving yourself. You're not walking with God. You know, I was talking with some of the high schoolers the other day, and so often, even with Paul in Galatians 5, where he says, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can't do both at the same time, right? If we are walking into a room that is fully lit, I mean, there's lights everywhere, there's colored lights everywhere, and you're just like, oh, you're blinded by how much light is in there. You can't walk in that room and at the same time say, it is pitch black in here. It's impossible. The light or the room is either fully lit up or it's dark. And I feel like for believers, sometimes we get in this mindset of like, well, like you can kind of be both. You can kind of be in a room that's lit up and dark at the same time.
Mom.
Yeah, dude. Oh, a worm? He's showing me his different books right now. But anyways, again, as I look at this kid, you just say, hey, say what's up? Can you do a thumbs up? That's not a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up, dude. Oh, your book? I so desire for that kid to grow up knowing and loving Jesus so badly. That is my biggest prayer as I see him and as I see his younger brother. I want them to know Jesus. I want to be a good example. I want to be a good example. And so I just feel like, again, as I've read scripture, as I see the scripture that I'm referencing in Galatians 5 of walking in the Spirit, I think this generation of kids, right, the 2-year-olds, the 3-year-olds, they're going to grow up one day, and they're going to grow up in a very, very challenging time and challenging world. And what those kids need, not just 15 years from now, but what those kids need right now is people that love Jesus, that authentically and genuinely follow after Jesus. And so, Refuge family, my encouragement for you guys, regardless if you have young kids or not, regardless if you're grandparents or whatever, be people who are truly about it. Man, if there's stuff in your life that is unconfessed, take it to the Father. Yeah, you found that? Take it to your Father in heaven. Bring it before him. Turn from it, even. Embrace the ideal, or I should say, embrace repentance, knowing it's beautiful. And you will be... Yeah, I'm sorry, he's hitting me now. And you will be shocked at how the Lord will move in that prayer and through that prayer. And so, guys, again, my heart, I know this is kind of disjumbled a little bit, but my heart as I see my boys, and I was just thinking this week, I want them to know Jesus. If you have kids, I know you want your kids to know Jesus as well. And so let's be people who are truly about it. Let's walk in the Spirit. Let's put aside the things of the flesh. Oh, yeah. And who knows the impact that God desires to have in you and through you to kids even like mine. So that's my encouragement for you guys. Judah boy, you want to say, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, look. Uh-oh. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. Hey. Uh-oh. Oh! All right, Refuge family, from my family to yours, we love you, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I